The Red Nation interview series is brought to you by Derby Star Canada. Visit derbystar.ca and see specialty soccer balls designed with development in mind for all ages. Play soccer with quality like the German and Dutch at derbystar.ca.
You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Welcome to the Red Nation podcast interview series. My name is Steve Watcher, and earlier today I had the chance to speak with Canadian international Toussaint Ricketts. In this interview, Toussaint and I discuss his recent move to Israeli Premier League club Hapoel Haifa, his growth as a professional football player in recent years, and his thoughts on recent developments with the Canadian men's national team. And now, Toussaint Ricketts. So Toussaint, at the club level, you just recently started your first campaign with Israeli club Hapoel Haifa. I hope I pronounced that correctly. How are you settling in both on and off the pitch?
Well, first of all, off the pitch, it's been a real smooth transition. The guys on the team, they're very welcoming, very warm guys, and I have a couple friends that live there too, which made the transition a lot better. And on the pitch, it's been good. The coach was very clear what he wanted from me and what he wanted from the team, and he got us started early on our tactics and what he wants from us throughout the season. So we're just gelling together, and it's coming together pretty well.
You scored a goal in your debut with the Sharks. For those of us that aren't overly familiar with the club, what style of football does the team play, and do you feel that your game blends well with that of your new club and new league?
I mean, the style of play is it's more like a tactical, a lot of like passing, not too much direct play. I fit in well because we have some great midfielders who are, you know, able to see my runs and clip me in and combine with me to get me in the spaces to be dangerous and, you know, hopefully get on the score sheet.
This question's a little different. The press has carried a lot of stories recently about professional football players wanting to leave their Ukraine-based clubs due to the geopolitical situation in that part of the world. Obviously, Israel and the whole situation with the Palestinians has been in the news as well. I'm wondering, what is the situation like in Haifa, and you know, do you have any concerns about the things that are going on outside of football there?
Actually, Haifa is at the moment probably one of the best places to be during this political situation. It's far north, and it's away from a lot of the action and a lot of the dangers of what's happening there. So personally, I haven't felt or heard anything in terms of anything direct danger to me. So I have really no concerns at this point, and also the players on our team have made it clear that I have nothing to worry about. So I'm just trusting them and going with the flow, I guess.
Back to talking football. You're a player that's known for the pace that you bring to a team and to a match. And when I first had a chance to interview you a few years back, you spoke about how that you're someone that came to the game a little later in life than many of the other players that you play with. As a student of the game, how do you think your game has grown over the last several years?
Well, I've become a lot more mature and a lot more smart in the way I see the game and the way I approach games, which helps a lot. And also, just technically and tactically, I've learned a lot through my years in Europe and all these different clubs. And I can really see it starting to show, and I can see the growth in myself, and I just hope to carry it on through my club season and with the national team.
You kind of touched on my next question. For various reasons, you've played in a number of different countries, Finland, Romania, Norway, Turkey, and now Israel over just the last several years. What has that immersion in all these different football cultures meant for you as a professional footballer who's now approaching his prime years as a player?
Well, I mean, it wasn't by choice to be moving from club to club. I have had some unfortunate situations, but that comes with the game. But this is playing in all these different countries. cultures, all these different environments has really made me easily to like adapt to tough situations or uncomfortable situations. So I really have a feeling I can play like anywhere and adapt and you know, come out successful or at least hold my own. So yeah, it's built character and it's helped me grow as a player extremely fast than as if I was just stuck in one environment, you know.
As someone who has been focused in recent years on being an ongoing student of the game, the opportunity to train and play for someone with the pedigree of new Canadian national team head coach Benito Floro must be something that you're relishing. How are you enjoying having the experience of interacting with and playing for Benito?
Oh, it's been excellent. The type of knowledge he brings to the team is you can't put a price on it. A lot of the things he's making aware to us and showing us, a lot of it I haven't been exposed to as a player in my previous years. So it's good to, you know, kind of learn from him and see his way of how to, you know, approach football and apply it to our club lives and our international careers. I think it's only going to benefit us as players, as a whole team.
Every head coach has their own approach and tactical preferences, and the upcoming Canadian national team match against Jamaica will be the first chance for many of us to see Canada playing under Benito up close. I'm wondering, how does his approach differ from those of recent Canadian head coaches such as Stephen Hart and Colin Miller?
Benito's strictly tactics, so I mean, it's a side of our game we need to work on, and we've just been, you know, really driving in the tactics of the game, and hopefully it'll show in our performance on the ninth.
You obviously bring particular qualities to the Canadian men's national team as an attacking player. You can play centrally. You've played out wide for Canada quite a bit as well. To date, and you know, I know it's only, you're only a few days into the training camp now, but what has been your role in Benito's sort of overall approach?
Oh, I mean, my role is basically going to be wherever he wants me to play. I know how to play both roles as the number nine, also as a winger. So I'm just, you know, learning and training and see where I fit in come game time.
Benito's called up a strong team for the match against Jamaica, a little bit different than maybe some of the previous camps where he brought in a lot of new faces and a lot of young players. And he's characterized the match against Jamaica and the current training camp as the beginning of phase two of his overall plan. And with results now becoming, you know, more of a focus than just, you know, experimentation and getting familiar with all the players in the pool. In terms of confidence, perception, and practical things like Canada's FIFA ranking, how important is it for Canada to earn a positive result when they face off against Jamaica?
Well, he's made it clear that no games are friendly matches. We're going to approach every game wanting to win and wanting to get results. And with that being said, we need to get results. And not only that, we need to show progression towards the future. And we're hoping to, you know, put on a good performance on the ninth and show that what Benito's been teaching us, we're applying it to the game and we're growing as a team and, you know, looking towards a positive future.
One final question for you. Jamaica are a fellow CONCACAF team who are in a similar position to Canada in that they're, you know, reloading and switching things up after not qualifying for the 2014 World Cup. What type of game do you expect from Jamaica when the two teams face off at BMO Field?
Well, we expect Jamaica to be, you know, physical, fast, and you know, but at the same time, we don't expect them to be extremely organized. So we're hoping to be the more organized team, more tactical team, and you know, keep the ball and just show our dominance in that sense and get the result. Pretty much what it comes down to.